Oh.
Good morning.
In your bulletins, you have this morning an insert.
你们的程序单里面，你可以发现一个插页。
It is an outline that you can follow along where we are in the message this morning.
你在这里插页里面可以看到，就是有一个今天讲到的大纲。你在听到的时候，你可以跟着这个大纲一起来听。
The quotations at the top of the page are for you to deal with in terms of questions on your own. You can deal with them as part of a discussion later today.
在上面有一些名人关于婚姻的这个语录，这些语录呢是给你回去了以后可以自己看，然后再根据这里所说的来在你们的婚姻里面可以应用得上。
The advantage of printing an outline is not only that you can follow along, but when I get to Roman numeral 5, you know that I'm near the end. You'll be happy about that.
另外就是在印出一个这个大纲的好处，就是说不但只在听到的时候你可以跟着，当你看到是已经到了第五点的时候，你也知道饥肠辘辘也不用害怕。
The main text for today is found in Malachi chapter 2, verses 13 through 16.
虽然我们刚才没有读到这段经文，但是今天我们主要的经文是来自马拉基书2章13节到16节。
It's printed in your bulletin.
这是在你的程序单上面有印出来。
Because if you're having trouble locating that text in your Bible,
如果你在圣经，你在这本圣经里面找不到这段经文的话，
My presence here today is to visibly remind you that the text is in the Old Testament.
我想我这里就是一个活招牌，今天所讲的是在老约，就是旧约里面。
In fact, I've become so old that recently I avoided going to Richland Lutheran's Good News Media Ministry antique sale.
我觉得我已经老到这个程度，前几天在这个 Richland 的这个路德会有一次这个古董的拍卖，我都不敢去。
I was afraid that if I walked into the sale room, some unsuspecting woman might actually bid on me as an antique.
因为我担心我进去以后呢，有一些人可能就是说把我当成被拍卖品来要，就是开价了。
I'd have to tell her, "Ma'am, I'm already taken."
我只好如果这样的话，我只好告诉她我是名古董有主了。
And in some measure, our text today from Malachi chapter 2, verses 13 to 16 will address that.
实际上就是马拉基书这个2章13到16节这段经文讲的也就是名古董有主。
As you're turning to that, you can listen to a true story.
你在找到这段经文的时候，我要跟你讲一个真实的故事。
Almost by accident, the Lord brought this comparatively young couple into our lives.
就是好像有一些偶然的原因，就是神把一对比我们年轻的夫妇带到我们的生命里面。
We ended up with them in our home one evening for a meal.
所以我请他到我们家里吃一顿晚餐。
We discovered that they both claimed to be Christians.
他们两个都是基督，他们自称是基督徒。
The husband in particular was very talkative, almost appearing to me to try to be impressing upon me his Christian heritage, his knowledge of the Bible, and the Christian theology.
特别是这位先生非常的善谈，他好像有一点专门的是向我显现他的这个基督徒的背景，他对圣经的认识等等。
Meanwhile, the wife was mostly quiet.
但是太太呢，就是几乎一言不发。
But within a few days from then, she contacted my wife and said she would need to talk to her.
但是那次晚餐之后几天，这位太太就跟我的太太联系，就是希望能够跟她见面。
She poured out her heart, she poured out her hurt, revealing that her husband was secretly closing the door to the room where their computer was in order to join in various chat rooms and social media with other women whom he hoped to meet when he was on the road.
但是呢，就是这位太太就跟我太太分享了，是说她的先生当她独自一人的时候，他就把他的办公室关门起来，然后在他电脑上就上社交网站或者是这些交友的网站上跟一些女人来交谈，希望当他出差的时候跟他们会面。
When confronted with the wrongness of this, his response was that he believed it was okay to violate his marriage in this way because, quote, God wants me to be happy.
当着太太是当面的质问他的时候，他就说，我觉得这样是可以的，因为神要让我快乐。
Did I forget to tell you that this couple...were Chinese.
我可能刚才没有具体的说这一对夫妇是中国人。
They could have been from any culture.
当然，就算他不是中国人，他可以是从任何的背景而来。
But now I got your attention.
但是就是我说他是中国人，马上你们就精神就更集中了。
So, Roman numeral one on your outlines.
所以我们现在看到你的这个。这个大纲上的第一点
The context of marriage in this passage
就是这段经文关于婚姻的上下文
From the beginning of chapter 2 of Malachi The priests have been put on notice that they are the source that has caused the loss of the early religious enthusiasm among the people of God who have returned from Babylonian exile.
在马拉基书第二章一开始，他就指责那些的祭司，他说，从巴比伦回归的这些以色列人之所以失去了他们当初的宗教热忱，是因为祭司们所做的坏事。
The people have become indifferent to the things of God, and as a consequence, they have become morally lax.
因为他们对关于神的事情已经觉得漠不关心，因此他们在道德上也退后了。
The reason for this is that the priests were polluting the altar of God and offering unworthy sacrifices.
因为这些祭司们，他们就是沾污了圣殿，因为他们向圣殿上面所献的祭物是不符合神的要求的。
They were also giving faulty instruction to God's people, causing many of them to stumble.
而且当他们教导百姓的时候，他们有错误的教导，使他们走上了错误的道路。
The priests were profaning the covenant by intermarrying with heathen, unbelieving wives and divorcing their own wives.
而这些祭司们，他们还自己这样来把这个神圣的约盟约而打破，因为他们就休了他们原来的妻子，去娶外邦人的女子为妻。
And as a consequence, this had spread throughout the people of God, whom they were to be representing to God.
因为他们这些向神代表人去献祭的这些祭司这样做，以致他们的这些恶行也传遍了犹大。
These are the very sins that were spelled out about 100 years before in the Old Testament book of Nehemiah, chapter 13, verses 23 to 27.
在这之前的100年左右，在尼希米记里面也写到同样类似的这些罪行。
Moreover, in those days, I saw men of Judah who had married women from Ashdod, Ammon, and Moab.
在尼希米记13章23节是这样说的，那些日子我也见犹大人娶的亚斯突、亚门、摩亚的女子为妻。
Half of their children spoke the language of Ashdod or the language of one of the other peoples and did not know how to speak the language of Judah.
他们的儿女说话一半是亚斯突的话，不会说犹大的话，所说的是叫做各族的方言。
I rebuked them. I made them take an oath in God's name and said, You're not to give your daughters in marriage to their sons, nor are you to take their daughters in marriage for your sons or for yourselves.
我就斥责他们，诅咒他们，叫他们指着神起誓，必不将自己的女儿嫁给外邦人的儿子，也不为自己和儿子娶他们的女儿。
Was it not because of marriages like these that Solomon, king of Israel, sinned?
我就说，以色列王所罗门不是在这样的事情犯罪吗？
Among the many nations, there was no king like him. He was loved by his God, and God made him king over all Israel. But even he was led into sin by foreign women.
在多国中并没有一王像他，且蒙他神所爱。神立他做以色列全国的王，然而连他也被外邦女子引诱犯罪。
Must we hear that now that you too are doing all this terrible wickedness and are being unfaithful to our God by marrying foreign women?
如此我岂听你们行着大恶，就是对神不忠心，娶外邦的女子为妻。
I won't bother to have this read, but a more extended treatment of this problem is spelled out in the Old Testament book of Ezra, chapters 9 and 10. But let me be clear at the outset. The problem was not racially mixed marriages.
在同样的这件事件也记录得更详细，在以斯拉记第9和第10章。不过我首先想要把这个问题讲清楚，当时的问题不是跨种族的婚姻。
Well, the problem was religiously mixed marriages.
不是跨种族婚姻，而是跨宗教婚姻，跨信仰婚姻。
When I say religiously mixed, I'm not talking about marriages between men or women from the northern tribes of Israel with those of men or women from the southern tribes of Judah and Benjamin.
所以当我说这个跨宗教的婚姻的时候，不是说这个是婚姻是两者之间是由以色列的北国和南国的这些民众的婚姻。
So again, here the problem is that instead of marriages, instead the idea rather is marriage between members of the covenant people of God with people who were members of the unbelieving peoples who were outside of that covenant.
而是说这个婚姻里面一方是神圣约的子民，另一方不属于神的圣约里面，也不相信神。
So to update it or modernize it. We're not talking about marriage between a Protestant and a Roman Catholic, but between a non-Christian and a Christian.
我如果用今天的这个情况来说的话，那就是说，他这个跨宗教婚姻并不是指说你是有一个新教徒跟这个天主教徒的婚姻，而是说是一个相信耶稣的基督徒跟不相信的非基督徒的婚姻。
In further clarification, I'm not talking about the case of two unbelievers being married and then one of them subsequently becomes a Christian.
我现在还要再想澄清一点，就是说我刚才指出的问题并不是属于在两个不信基督的人结婚了以后有一个信了，不是这个情况。
That matter is addressed by the Apostle Paul in his letters to the Corinthians.
因为这种情况呢是在保罗写给哥林多人的这个书信，哥林多前书里面有具体的讲到。
Anyway, by the time we get to Malachi chapter 3 and verse 3, we'd see that this has even led to the regression of the priests and the people, ending up in skepticism reflected in this phrase that I'll quote in just a minute here.
所以就是说，因为这样的当时所发生的这些情况，最后就是导致于像在马拉基书第三章三节所说的。这个祭司和这个利未人他们的信仰也退后了，以致他们有了这些对神的怀疑。
That quote says, by saying all who do evil are good in the eyes of the Lord and he is pleased with them, or where is the God of justice?
因为这里这段经文说，因为你们说凡行恶的耶和华眼看为善，并且他喜悦他们，或说公义的神在哪里呢？
Well, we can't pass that off as saying, well, that was then and this is now, sort of way.
我们当然也不可以就是很轻而易举的说，哎，那个是那个时候，此一时彼一时。
In our day too, I'm aware at least of one case, even within the Tri-Cities, of a pastor married to an unbeliever who are leading their people in their church and yet are self-proclaimed skeptics themselves.
因为就算在山镇我也认识一个牧师，他自己跟一个不信主的结了婚，然后呢当他领导这个教会的时候，他公开还向教会说，我对神有很多的怀疑。
When the truth of the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit are missing in the churches, when the ministry of the Word of God goes wrong, many will fall into moral laxity and religious indifference.
因为当这个在一个教会里面不能够正确的教导神的话语，这神的灵没有在这个教会运行的时候，很多人就会进入了这个属灵的冷漠的状态，他们的道德上也会退后。
Is this not the condition in American life today?
这个很大家也都看得到，这就是美国现在的状况。
The fix will not be found in law or politics or programs, but in the seminaries and the pulpits of the land.
改变这个状况的这个医治的方法，并不能够从法律或者这个政治那里找得到，而是必须是在我们的神学院和我们每天这个主日的讲台上找到。
Anybody who disparages in this church or any other church the preaching and teaching of the Bible, including any pastor that does that, is only contributing to the downfall of a biblical culture in our world, nation, community, churches, and families.
所以在任何的教会，如果在牧师在台上讲道的时候怀疑这个神的话语的正确性和这个力量，那它就是会引导以导致这个它本身的教会这个社区甚至全国性这个道德的堕落。
Churches should be demanding that their pastors leave the preaching about moral and political and social agendas and stick to the solid preaching and teaching from God's Word, the Bible, to treat the subjects that are found within its covers.
所以每一个教会都必须要求他们的讲台在对待这个社会上发生很多事情的时候，不为社会的风气所动，而是把他们的讲道、他们的这个教导完全的基于圣经的真理。
This brings us to Roman numeral 2 in your outlines, the conundrum of marriage in life.
那这我们就到了这个第二点。第二点所讲的是生活中源于婚姻的难题。
Conundrum, by the way, is just a fancy word for the idea of a puzzle.
就是这个 conundrum, 因为他想要全部都是用西打头的，就是本来就是可以就写的是这个puzzle, 就是这个谜。
It turns out that one of the subjects in the Bible that we are brought to is in today's passage in Malachi chapter 2, verses 13 to 16, and its surrounding context.
那我们这在看今天看到的这段马拉基书的经文，就把这件事情带了出来，就是并且是这个周围的这个上下文。
And that subject concerns divorce.
那这一个具体的题目就是关于离婚或者休妻。
Great. It's a difficult topic in and out of the Church of Jesus Christ.
这个关于离婚，这个是在教会和教会之外都是非常难沟通的这个难题。
In the 1920s, there was one divorce in the United States of America for every 7 marriages.
1920年，在每七对结婚的夫妻里面会有一个离婚。
By the 1940s, that number had risen to one divorce in every 6 marriages.
到1940年就变成每六对婚姻里面有一对离婚。
By the time we hit the much maligned 1960s, the number was up to 1 in 4.
到了1960年代，就是这个我们都知道，那个发生了什么事情，那这离婚率就到了1:4。
And by the late 1970s, it was a case of 1 out of every 2.
到就是1970年代的这个末期的话，就每两个婚姻里面有一个。
We've arrived at the present day with a less than 50% statistic that any marriage will last.
到了今天，就是所有的婚姻里面没有超过一半能够持续到最后。
And here's the rub. The statistics are trending even worse among Christians than the rest of society.
不但如此，在就是自称是基督徒的这个人群里面，这个离婚率甚至比普通的人还更高。
Of course, in regard to society in general in these United States, the statistics are skewed by the fact that over half of Americans are just living together, eschewing marriage entirely.
当然就是说这个整一个社会的这个婚姻率的话是稍微有一点误导，因为就是很多的人就是同居并不结婚。
Full disclosure, I am still married to my first wife, my child bride, after 53 years.
那我自己要跟你们宣称一下，就是我现在还是在跟我第一个婚姻，就是已经53年了。
And despite the fact that I'm fond of declaring with each passing year of my marriage that I've been married for X number of years of, quote, excruciating happiness.
所以我经常是说我们已经每一年我都说我已经结婚了多少年，享受了多少年这个不可忍受的幸福，好像是两个相反意思的词。
I must tell you that the excruciating parts of my marriage haven't been staying married to the bride of my youth.
就是这个，但这个是特别强烈的幸福，都是来源于我能够一直。跟我幼年的妻来维持了这个婚姻。
Those parts that are excruciating have been certain trials that God has permitted in our lives.
当然就是这个不可忍受难以忍受的那部分呢，是因为在我们的这个生活中间，神允许一些试炼临到我们的身上。
God has been very gracious to Elaine and I in bringing us to and sustaining us in marriage.
所以神对我们特别恩待，把我们带到一起，让我们能够结婚，并且能够经历了这么多年。
But the eldest of our children is divorced.
但是我们最大的儿子却是离了婚。
And is remarried, and so we have seen the heartache involved in divorce firsthand.
所以就我们自己也亲眼看到了，就是离婚给他们带来的痛苦。
Including the harm that's done to the children themselves.
特别是对这个他们的孩子所带来的伤害。
I mention this because I'm keenly aware whenever I come across this subject of divorce, either to preach upon it or teach upon it, how painful it is.
我这样把这个我自己这个经历提出来，是因为每当我要教导或者是就是讲到这个关于婚姻和离婚的题目的时候，我让大家知道这个题目让我的心很痛。
And that I'm likely speaking to a number of persons who perhaps are divorced and or remarried.
我也知道，就是在听众里面可能也有一些人已经离过婚或者有重婚。
So I'm not insensitive to those of you who find yourselves in that position, nor am I picking on you, whoever you are.
所以你要大家可以了解，就是我并不是说对你们所经历的这些痛苦一无所知，也不是特别的需要来抓你们的小辫子。
And here we reach a part of the sermon that I'm going to tell you, he will tell you as well, the interpreter, that he's going to have to explain it more than translate it because of some difficulties between the various translations. We can't ignore Malachi 2:16, which the 2011 version of the NIV, New International Version, got wrong, and the previous versions of the NIV got it right.
下面我们讲到的这一段经文的解释呢，可能就是在中文的翻译上会有一些困难，可能不是完全的原文直译。为什么呢？因为讲到这个NIV version 里面2011年跟过去的翻译本的区别，2011年的翻译本呢，把这个第十六节这个意思呢翻译的错了，而在以前的翻译本呢是翻译对了，但是在中文的译本里面呢，我们只有一个版本，所以就这个问题就跟他要讲的不完全一样。
The 2011 version of the NIV should include these words. I hate divorce, says the Lord God of Israel.
在十六节的这个中文的译本里面，应该是这样说：以色列的神说，休妻的事是我所恨恶的。
The complete Jewish Bible translation renders this, "I hate divorce, says Adonai, the God of Israel."
在这个犹太译本的这个圣经里面是，就是用犹太文译本的圣经里面也是说，以色列人说休妻的事是我所恨恶的。
The Jerusalem Bible, which is reputed to be the most accurate of Old Testament translations, gives this as, "For I hate divorce, says Yahweh, the God of Israel."
这在对忠实原文方面最负盛名的耶路撒冷译本也是这样翻译的，以色列的神说休妻的事是我所恨恶的。
And Eugene Peterson's paraphrase of the Bible of this verse in the message perhaps gets the sense of the entire verse most correctly.
就是尤金彼得森他所翻译的这个叫做 The Message 这一个版本，就是现代文字的版本，可能把第十六节整一节的意思翻译得最准确。
He translates it, "I hate divorce, says the God of Israel. God of the angel armies says, I hate the violent dismembering of the one flesh of marriage."
如果你看着我们现在手头的这个版本这第十六节，那我读出来他刚才所说的这一节的另外一种译法，他认为这个是最准确的译法。耶和华以色列的神说，休妻的事是我所恨恶的。万军之耶和华说，我恨恶那把连成一体的婚姻撕裂的强暴行为。
So note that while some translations kind of stand on their heads trying to translate an admittedly hard verse to translate, they depart from the plain meaning of the text as it has been translated throughout history by making it more convoluted than it needs to be.
当然就是一节的经文有这么多不同的译法，首先这一节经文可能有一些不容易明白的地方，但是在很多的这个译本里面，这些翻译的人他们反反复复想找出一个空子来钻，为的是把里面最明确的教导把它减弱了。
The point being that God does hate divorce, and then the verse goes on to state what it is that he hates about it.
所以这一节里面就两点，第一呢，就是神不喜悦休妻的事，或者是神恨恶离婚。那然后呢，他就告诉这个听众为什么他恨恶离婚。
Now for the good news. The verse doesn't say that God hates divorced people.
那这好消息是神并不恨恶那些离婚的人。
It says he hates what they've done in the act of divorce.
他只是恨恶他们在离婚的过程所做的这一件事。
Now this doesn't address all of the situational nuances regarding divorce and or remarriage.
当然这个就是在所有的离婚或者重婚里面都里面包含了很多的不为人知的细节。
The limits of trying to make this message fit the constraints of not straining your sensibilities in terms of its length prevent us from addressing those situations.
所以，但这些有很多具体这种微妙不一样的这个各种离婚的这个原因呢的带来的结果，这些我们今天确实也没有这样的时间，大家可能也没有这样精力做。在这里听这么久，把这个全部都讲完。
Most of those situations are addressed in a study of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, so I simply refer you to that text.
就有一些的就是具体的情况，在哥林多前书第七章里面，保罗有很详细的教导，所以你可以在那边去查。
Certainly by the time of Jesus, the situation in Palestine was such that a man, since it was a patriarchal society, had permission to divorce his wife if she burned the toast.
但是说在耶稣的时代，因为那个时候是一个父系的社会，在那个时候的男人，他们甚至可以有非常小的理由就可以休妻，甚至比如说这个妻子把他的这个面包烤焦了，这样的理由他就可以把它休掉。
And some did. Easy divorce. Yeah, easy divorce was rampant among God's people.
所以当那个时候在神的子民里面，休妻的事层出不穷。
That's what led to the question that's posed to Jesus by the Pharisees in a text that appears in your bulletins, Matthew 19, verses 3 to 12.
那这一点就让我们看到，来到这个马太福音19章3到12节，就是在你们的程序单上有印的这一段经文。
That passage deserves a full, separate, lengthy exposition.
那这一段经文本身也是应该有一堂整一堂的讲道来把它解释清透彻。
But we can distill at least two pertinent facts that are relevant to this present message.
但是至少有两点，就是很重要的这个重要的这个意义，我们今天需要提到。
First, Jesus agrees that divorce exists and that the reason for its existence is because of the hardness or the selfish stubbornness of the hearts of the people.
就是有两点，第一点就是说耶稣同意当时有很多的离婚，离婚的原因多数是因为当时人心硬，也就是说他们的心被自私所充满。
Secondly, that Jesus' actual position on divorce is rooted in the creation of mankind.
而耶稣本身对婚姻和离婚的看法是源自于他对神创造婚姻的这个看法。
So that Malachi is in good company, the company of Jesus then, when he too roots the matter of marriage and divorce in the creation of man and woman in verse 15 of Malachi 2.
所以当马拉基在马拉基书二章十五节说到婚姻之所以离婚是神所厌恶的，是因为神开始创造的时候造男造女让他们成为一体的时候，他是跟耶稣所引用的这个根据是一样的。
Which brings us to Roman numeral 3 in your outline, the creation of marriage by God.
所以我们就到了这个第三点，大纲上的第三点，由神创立的婚姻。
Now, again, I understand there's going to be some translation difficulties, so I'm dependent on my interpreter and his explanation of this. The first part of Malachi chapter 2 and verse 15 can be translated two ways.
就是这个马拉基书二章十五节的前半部分有多种的译法，在这里中文的跟英文的又有所不同了。
First of all, it can be saying, as the NIV effectively does, that God who is one has made us.
所以在这里讲到这个单一的这里面，在 NIV 译本里面，他所解释的就是说，创立婚姻的神是独一的神，合一的神。
Or, number two, saying that God has made us one.
但是有另外的译本所要做的是说，要说神创造我们要成为合一。
Both statements are true.
这两个都是真实的。
But in reality, the second statement arises out of the first.
但是第二个合一是第一个合一的结果。
So I'm siding with the translation of the NIV based on Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4.
所以根据申命记第六章第四节的这一段经文呢，我是觉得这个二章十五节的里最好的翻译就是说，创造婚姻的神是独一合一的神。
Deuteronomy 6:4 begins the text known in Judaism as the Great Shema.
在申命记六章四节这一段经文里面呢，它是以一个以色列啊你要听这样的这个提醒语来开始。
It says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
他说了，以色列啊，你要听之后就说，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
And it's out of this important monotheistic verse, a verse that allows for the triunity of God, because the word chosen to express one, allows or indicates for plurality.
所以就是在这个既是说我们神是独一的主，在同样的这个字里面，又同时包含了这个三位一体的神多位合成一的这个意义。
It's out of this important text we are to understand Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27.
所以从这里面我们再回去看创世纪一章二十六节和二十七节的时候，就更容易理解那里面所用的复数。
The triune God is saying, Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness.
这位三位一体的神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them.
所以神,
Go ahead.
神就照自己的形象造人，来照着他的形象造男造女。
Male and female, he created them.
照着他的形象造男造女。
And also Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24.
在创世纪二章二十四节。
That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh.
因此人要离开父母与妻子结合，两人成为一体。
In other words, we are created based upon the oneness of the triune God, so that when a man and a woman come together as one in marriage, their bond is like to be the indissoluble oneness of God.
就是因为我们男女被造要以后要结合成夫妇的这个过程是源于三位。为一体的神，他们三位之间有这个不可分割的连接，因此人与妻子结合成为一体，也有这样不可分解的、不可分割的连接。
The oneness of God is imaged in the oneness of a man and a woman in marriage.
所以神三位一体的神的合一，就是借着男女结合成一体来反映出来。
Now do we see why God hates divorce?
那你们现在就可以看到为什么神说休妻的事是我所恨恶的。
It is the shattering of the image of God in the world.
因为在这个事情在世界上把神这个合一的形象破坏了。
That's pretty heady stuff. And that's why God takes our marriages so seriously.
那这一个问题就严重了。所以呢，神对于我们的婚姻是非常重视。
Is it any wonder that the disciples in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 10 respond to Jesus reminding them of this fact in the light of divorce, where we read, the disciples said to him, "If this is the situation between a husband and a wife, it is better not to marry."
所以的基督的门徒当听到耶稣说婚姻原来是这么重要这么神圣的事情，他们说哇，这么困难，人和妻子既然这样，那还不如不娶好了。
The people of God were living in times of easy and common divorce in their culture.
因为当时他们所生活的这个文化里面，离婚是非常容易也非常普遍。
At least some of those disciples were married men, some with children.
当时的有些门徒已经结婚，有些可能还有儿女。
But the prevailing culture as taught by the teachers of the law had led them into a mindset of, hey, marriage is tough. I should probably get out of this arrangement because the missus had a bad hair day. She's lost her figure, whatever it might be.
所以就是当时他们因为所受的教育，甚至当时的律法教师都这样叫，就是说如他们这些门徒甚至如果是这个婚姻这么困难，那我这个太太今天心情不好，或者她把我的面包烤焦了，或者她身材变坏了，我就可以。
And now Jesus grounds marriage in the creational act of the one true God, which makes marriage more of a responsibility than this or any culture is ready to commit to.
但是当耶稣就把婚姻联系到神创造婚姻的这个事实，并且是说是要反映神合一的这个形象的时候，那他对婚姻的婚姻观就使得任何的文化都觉得很难接受。
In response to the disciples' response, Jesus in Matthew 19 and verses 11 and 12 gives quite an enigmatic response of his own.
这一门徒说，就是人和妻子既然这样，还不如不娶的这个讲法，耶稣在11节到12节中有他的回应。
Here's another section that demands a much fuller expositional treatment.
那这三节的话，可能要讲，也要足足讲一堂。
But in those verses, he's talking about those who are single for one of three different reasons.
他就说到，就是如果不一是守单身的话，可能有三种情况。
He opens his remarks of response by indicating that the human drivenness to be married, to be united as one in the image of the Godhead, is so strong that, quote, not everyone can accept this word, but only those to whom it has been given. The one who can accept this should accept it.
所以就是耶稣回答他的门徒所问到说，人跟妻子既然这样，倒不如不娶。耶稣是首先是要提醒他们，人希望能够跟一个异性连成一体，成为配偶的这个欲望是如此强烈，多数的人是不能够一辈子守独身的，只有下面几种情况他们才可以守得住独身。如果真的有这种情况，那是神给赐给他们的，那他们就应该接受。
In other words, the creational image of God in human beings is so strong that the desire to be united as a man and a woman in the bonds of marriage can only be overcome by circumstances of birth, circumstances imposed by others, or a special grace from God to serve Him in other ways.
所以就是说，这有下面三种情况是使人就是这个神所赐的要与异性结为一体的欲望都 能够减轻的有三种情况，一种就是生下来可能有一些生理的原因，或者是说被人家强制的外加上去的原因，或者是神有给他某些特别的恩典让他守独身来侍奉神。
Otherwise, the term, quote, bonds of marriage are so great that to sever that relationship, accepting death, abuse, or adultery, is considered as, quote, violence.
所以就否则的话，就是这个婚姻所造成的这个连接是这么强烈，除非是事或者是这些的原因的话，否则要把这个连接打断，就是一个非常强大的暴力。
Malachi 2:16 addresses it as being a violent act.
所以在马拉基书二章十六节，他说把连成一体的婚姻撕裂的强暴行为。
It's as old as the great flood judgment in Genesis chapter 6 and verses 1 and 2 and again verse 11.
我们如果回到创世纪第六章，看到就是说神在这个大洪水审判之前，他也提到当时世人怎么样的这个充满了邪恶。
We read there, quote, when human beings began to increase in number on the earth and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of humans were beautiful and they married any of them they chose. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence.
当人在世上多起来又生女儿的时候，神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意选择娶来为妻。然后十一节，世界在神面前败坏，世上满了强暴。
Surely in context, part of that violence involved the rending apart of marriages, since they were marrying anybody who struck their fancy, whether by divorce or by polygamy.
当时的人就是有在神的面前败坏，他们就是看见有女子美貌，他就要把她娶为妻。当然就包括如果原来的还在，他们或者是有一夫多妻，或者就是把原来的妻子休了。
We've used the term bonds with regard to marriage, but that is unfair in one sense. It could be thought that it refers to chains, but instead we should see this more as an act of committal before God.
就我刚才所用的这个词就是说夫妻之间的连接它叫 bond, 但是说同样的这个词可以把它翻译成锁链，就是好像是说两个是锁在一起既是可以看用来形容我们两个人之间的关系，也可以形容这个是在神的面前所做的一个委身。
Point 4 in your outline.
到第四点了。
The covenant of marriage envisioned.
这个婚姻盟约的再施。
Malachi 2:14 tells God's people that their culture of easy in, easy out marriages as an attitude and way of living, that God no longer looked with favor on their acts of worship.
就是马拉基这一节说到，就是因为神的子民在他们的婚姻上有着这样对婚姻很轻慢的态度，可以随意的结婚随意的离婚，使得神对他们的敬拜并不悦纳。
Quote, you ask why? It's because the Lord is the witness between you and the wife of your youth. You have been unfaithful to her, though she is your partner, the wife of your marriage covenant.
所以在对他回答他们问为什么神不悦纳他们的敬拜的时候，马拉基是这样说，你们还说这是为什么呢？因神耶和华在你和你幼年所去的妻中间做见证，他虽是你的配偶，又是你盟约的妻，你却以诡诈待他。
In verse 10, the culture was coming apart because they were failing in their personal relationships, being, quote, unfaithful to one another, is the way the prophet puts it.
就是在第十节的你在同一章的第十节讲到，在这个整一个的社会里面，他们的这个诚信的风气在日趋下降。他们说，个人以诡诈待兄弟，背弃了神的与他们列祖所立的约。
In other words, they weren't keeping their word, and they wanted to know why.And the answer was found in that most basic unit of society, their marriages.
他们就是在问，为什么呢？社会风气会越来越坏呢？为什么所有的人都不守信用呢？马拉基回答说，如果你对你们最基本的夫妻之间的盟约都不遵守的话，那社会风气当然会变坏。
They'd broken faith with each other by violating the covenant made with God not to intermarry with unbelievers.
另外的就是说他们也跟神立了一个盟约，就是说他们的婚姻是在属神的子民之间，但是他们却去外邦的女子里面娶妻。
They'd broken faith with the covenant that God had given them in the creation and the institution of marriage by divorcing one another.
他们对神不忠心，因为神在这个创世以前啊，创世的时候所立下的婚姻盟约，他们在神的面前已经立了这誓约，但是他们却把这个打破了。
This is acting treacherously against one another because these covenants were performed before God and man, and to break them was a breakdown with the covenant with the community.
所以就是说，为什么说他们个人以诡诈待兄弟？因为就是所有的这些的盟约都是在神面前与其他人所立的。当他们在神的面前的盟约被毁的时候，他们对其他的人也会心存诡诈。
When that happens, we've lost the covenantal order.
就是当这些事情发生的时候，他们就背离了他们与神的约。
A Christian society is to be ordered by the faithful fulfillment of the covenants and commitments.
在基督教的这个社群也是这样，我们也需要是以跟神的盟约来约束我们，来带彼此。
When we sever those, then order gives way to chaotic disorder within a society.
当我们就是把这些盟约砍断的时候呢，就是我们从这个有秩序的社会就变成一个混乱的社会。
To keep those covenants before God and man would, in contrast, result in peace.
如果我们在神和在人的面前都能够守住这些盟约，那就会带来和平和安定。
Now that leaves unanswered questions.
但是这个还有一些还没回答的问题。
What if someone breaks covenant with you?
那如果别人把他跟你的盟约给砍断呢？
What if you've married an unbeliever?
或者是说你跟一个没有信的人结了婚呢？
What if your spouse abandons you and wants a divorce?
或者是说你的配偶就根本就离开了你，他想要离婚呢？
The Bible addresses such matters in other places.
在圣经其他的地方，他对这些事情有清楚的教导。
But these are often symptoms of living in a culture that tells us that our emotional drive for intimacy is supreme.
这些发生通常是因为我们所生活的文化告诉我们，我们情感上的这个亲密的需要是最重要的需要。
Malachi is reminding us that the covenant we agreed to in marriage was in fact a covenant before before God. He was the witness to it, according to verse 14.
但是马拉基书提醒我们，我们与妻子和丈夫所立的盟约是在神的面前所立的盟约。
This is more than a mere agreement between human beings.
这不仅仅是两个人之间所签的一个协定。
God is not just watching in the shadows at the ceremony that we perform.
神不单只是在你们的婚礼上在场。
He is confirming it.
他并且是加上了他的印证。
What he envisions in this covenant is the ultimate wedding of the bride of Christ.
因为这一个夫妻之间所立的这个盟约，这个结合，是要影射出将来教会被提与基督一起的联合。
This is foreseen with certainty by the Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos in Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 through 9.
这个是在这个叫做启示录里面这个圣徒约翰所写到的。
Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, like loud peals of thunder, shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. Fine linen and bright and clean was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the religious acts of God's holy people. Then the angel said to me, Write this, Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God.
在启示录19章6到9节，圣徒约翰写到说，在天上这一个羔羊的婚宴，就是教会跟耶稣结合的这个婚宴上面是这样说的。我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音说，哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能者作王了，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时间到了，心腹也为自己预备好了，就是蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。天父是吩咐我说，你要写上凡被请赴婚羊之婚宴的有福了，又对我说，这是神真实的话。
This is the covenant of marriage that God envisioned when he instituted and created marriage.
这个就是神设立婚姻制度的时候所看见的将来要显现的这一个婚宴。
He will never cancel his marriage to his wife.
他不会把他跟他的妻子的这一个婚姻，这个婚，结婚，婚约，把它取消掉。
He makes and keeps his covenant.
他的盟约他会持守。
What God has envisioned in your and my marriage is not raging hormones and emotional roller coasters.
神在设立你和我的婚姻的时候，他所设计的不仅仅不是就是你的这个荷尔蒙的高高低低，像感情上的这个过山车。
Looking at the scriptures, we'll find that we can do away with the idea that God created us because He was lonely.
我们从这个经文里面，我们也不能看到任何的这个证据说神因为他自己觉得很孤单，所以要创造我们。
The fact that God is love means that in His triunity, there already was such an orgasmic, revolving, dynamic love that it had to spill over into creation.
就是说在我们刚才有唱神是爱，既然说神就是爱，就是说在他创造以前，神存在的三位一体已经在享受那个快乐无比的这种爱。
So much glory that it couldn't contain itself.
就是这他的这个爱有如此的荣耀，他不能够把它停留就是在三位之间。
The Christian Westminster Catechism says that our purpose, in fact, is that we should glorify God and enjoy His benefits forever.
所以在西敏寺的教条里面，第一条问到人的终极目的是什么的时候，回答就是说，就是要荣耀神，并且为他喜乐。
And the idea between your and my marriage is, as the Dutch priest Henri Nouwen once said, is that the two of you should glorify God better than the one of you.
所以当这个有一位这个灵修家叫做卢云，他是这样写的，就是论到婚姻中怎么荣耀神，他是说你们两个一起应该能给神带来比你一个人带来的更大的荣耀。
And the daily struggles of marriage, ask yourself that question.
就是当你那个，当你在婚姻里面遇到困难的时候，用这句话提醒自己。
Marriage isn't all about satisfying your lusts. In fact, it's not even about you or me at all.
所以就是婚姻不仅仅是关于你们自己的这个欲望得到满足。这个婚姻不仅仅是关于你和我。
The two of us should glorify God better than the one of us.
而是你们两个一起能够更好的荣耀神。
I hasten towards the end in the last point, Christian marriage.
是，我就到最后这一点，就是基督徒的婚姻，我要稍微加快一些。
The first verse of Malachi chapter 3 is a messianic passage. It talks about, quote, the messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty.
就是马拉基书一章一节是这样讲到，就是说将来要来的那一位弥赛亚。
Since Jesus is the messenger of the covenant, if you cultivate your message with Christ at the center of it, your marriage will make it.
所以因为就是他马拉基书的整一个的信息都是关于将来要来的那位弥赛亚，那位立约的使者，就是你们所仰慕的快要到来，所以在这个他里面所讲的婚姻的这个事情也要在这一个大局上来看。
What the Lord desires out of your and my marriage according to Malachi 2:15 is, quote, godly offspring.
就是在神要我们在一个基督徒的婚姻里面所带来的，就是在马拉基书二章十五节所说的，让人得虔诚的后裔。
This is one way the two of you will glorify God better than the one of you.
这个就是说你们两个人能够更好的荣耀神的其中的一个方面。
It makes no difference if those offspring are granted to you through procreative actions or by adoptive means. What God is seeking are spiritual offspring through your marriage, even if you're unable to have children.
他要在你们的婚姻里面带来的这个后裔，或者是自己生的，或者是这个领养的，甚至就算你没有生，没有领养，也要带来属灵的后裔。
We read responsibly Ephesians chapter 5 verses 21 to 33.
我们刚才读的经文是以弗所书第五章的那一段经文。
Paul declares that this is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church.
保罗是说这是极大的奥秘，但是指着基督和教会所说的。
As you look at that passage, I can declare to you truthfully today that my wife is more beautiful than the day I married her, because daily we see to it that she and I are cleansed, quote, by the washing with water through the word to present her to the Lord as radiant without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
所以今天在我结婚的五十 13年以后我可以跟你说我的太太对我来说比53年之前更加漂亮，因为在这53年之间我们每天都用借着水借着看看用水借着道把它洗净成为圣洁毫无沾污皱纹等类的病，是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
Men, we must minister the word to our wives and families if we want them to be beautiful, because out of it comes the surpassing beauty of holiness.
所以在座的弟兄们，如果你希望你的太太是越活越漂亮，那你就要每天向她用神的话语来喂养。
Minister the word of God to your wife. She'll become more and more beautiful over the years, far surpassing the transitory beauty that attracted you to her in the first place.
所以就是说，当你每天用神的话来喂养她的时候，她以后所得到的这个内在的美貌，比你当时被她吸引的那个外表的美貌更有持续性，更有持久性。
The sin of divorce, in conclusion, includes forgiveness if that situation blots your past.
那是如果在你的过去确实是有了离婚，那就是我们是说神是有这个赦免。
It came about due to a disorientation from Christ in the marriage.
就是在也许在婚姻之中有过一段时间因为跟基督所给你带领的道路离开了。
The marriage you're in can be properly oriented to him in the ministry of the word in the home.
你今天的这个婚姻可以仍然像刚才所说的通过把神的基督的话每天来喂养，来使他能够走在基督所带领的路上。
I close simply with a portion that I've quoted here. I'm just going to quote a portion of it. Luther, writing on the marriage of himself with Katie, Katharina von Bora, who was his wife.
就是在我最后结束的时候是讲一个马丁路德写给他太太的一段话。
He said, nothing is more sweet than harmony in marriage and nothing more distressing than dissension.
就是说跟这个婚姻中的这个和谐相比，没有任何东西能比这个甜美，但也没有任何东西比婚姻里面的不和谐和争吵更加令人家心碎。
Then he simply closes with this, let the wife make her husband glad to come home, and let him make her sorry to see him live.
让太太使先生每天很高兴他能够回家，愿每一个先生让太太每天看见先生要离家去工作的时候是很遗憾的看他要去工作。
Amen.